end of Parshas Bo'i, the Torah tells us a parsha which might not be familiar to everybody. It's a parsha called Tefillin. The parsha, V'hoyer l'cho l'ois al yodcho, should be as a sign on your hand. V'zikoron b'nei necho, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficho, in order that Torah Hashem should be b'ficho. Famous Gemara in Kiddushin, that this is a hechatimtza for Torah, for limud haTorah. Tefillin cashes up the person in order that he should be zoicha to Torah. The man tia Torah Hashem beficho. Why do we wear tefillin? In order that we should steig in learning. What's the kesher? Tefillin bechlal. Why is it different than any other mitzvah's assay? To us, tefillin is like, we look at it as like Shabbos. Mitzvah's milah. It's the ois between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's called an ois. But yet, if you think about it, in mitzvah's assay, mitzvah's lois assay, it's a mitzvah's assay that if I didn't do it, there's no chi of Mr. Beisdin, there's no malchus. If you do tshuva, miyad, says the Rebbeinu, she's makabel tshuva. You don't even need a Yom Kippur to be a mechapa. Some you do a lois assay, the Rambam brings down a hilchos tshuva. Yesh haver she mechapel in the shaitan. Moshe, if you did over mitzvahs asse shem bem korus v'asa tshuva, any zos mishamat shemeichlin loy. Rebbeinu Shem is meichel straight away. Over mitzvahs lois asse, which doesn't have korus, not mitzvahs based in, and tshuva toila v'yam kippa mechape. So you see that it's a mitzvahs asse like any other mitzvahs asse. You don't even need yam kippa to be mechape if you do tshuva during the year on mitzvahs tefillin mechape. What's the chashivas of tefillin more that the Torah brings it down in the parashas of Krishma, Lamashal? Krishma, we're makabel, kabbalos el malchus shemayim, twice a day we're mechoyv to mitzvahs asid deraisa. And we see that the only mitzvah, one of the only mitzvahs that are brought down in parashas Krishma is tefillin. And after tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin comes v'limadetem oisomas b'neichem, the daber bon. That's where you're going to have the schus of teaching your children Torah b'shivtucha b'veisecho. What's so special about tefillin more than any other mitzvah's assay that the Torah sort of is magdil its chashivas? Somebody doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't put on tefillin. So, whole shayla, if he never wore tefillin or if he missed tefillin once, karkafta d'loy munach tefillin. The forehead that didn't wear tefillin. The Rosh brings down a loshen. Ein lecho mitzvahs asei ketefillin, v'chein ein lecho oynish. There's no mitzvahs asei like tefillin. And there's no oynish like the oynish of somebody who's mezalzel betfillin. You never see such a loshen in other mitzvahs assay. I'm talking about a mitzvahs assay which has no chorus, no chiv malchus. L'man tia teres Hashem b'ficho. It's like a hechsha mitzvah that you should know. If you're mazalzel in tefillin, you're not going to have the siyata d'shmaya of dvorim b'ficho, of Torah. What's your kesher with Torah? Through tefillin. What lies in tefillin more than any other mitzvahs asay that the Torah pointed out? And there's chazalim on chazalim that talk about somebody who misses tefillin, somebody who's mezalzel in tefillin, somebody who's makayim tefillin. We find two very interesting things by tefillin. The mitzvah of chinuch, any mitzvah you'll take, you mechuyav to be mechanech your kid. You're 3 years old, you put on him tzitzis. You start being mechanech him for brachos. There's one mitzvah that's called guf noki. You need a guf noki. And therefore, a child doesn't know how to keep a guf noki, so therefore you're not even mechanech him for mitzvahs, in mitzvahs tefillin. Because mitzvah tefillin is different, it needs a guf noki. Why does tefillin need a guf noki more than shaking a luluf, or blowing shofar, or putting on tzitzis, or making a brocha? Dafka, tefillin needs guf noki. And it's ma'akev, faket. The mitzvah of tefillin is that you mechiv to wear tefillin all day. That's the way Klal Yisrael walked around 1,000 years ago. Everybody wore tefillin all day. There's a letter from Rav Shira going, I think, that held that hayyos, that people can't keep guf knocking, don't have the same kedushas hadas, so they kept the tefillin just for tefillah. Over be'etzem, the goyin, the chmein, tamid, agro, sat with tefillin all day, and you go to in the old city, there's a yeshiva, that keep all minhagei agro, the bochrim sit with tefillin all day. They have these little small tefillin, and you see them running around with tefillin. Then there's another drosha, which is very interesting, that tefillin is different. Man tia teres Hashem beficho. Says Chazal, what's beficho? Mamasharoy likonis befi. What's fitting to come into your mouth. Therefore, you need a behema tohira to make the rutsuis and the bottom from for tefillin. Well, now, what would happen if the behema tumea, if the behema tohira was, let's say, you shechted it and you found it was an avela or it was a treifa, so you can't eat it. Can you still use it for tefillin? The Torah says yes. Because I need a kosher behema. That's all. I need a kosher behema. But something that's treif, nishkin kosher behema, not min tohoy, a tome dika behema, no good. But as long as it's tohoy behema, even though it's an avela or treifa, which you couldn't eat it be'etzem, you can still use it for tefillin. These are two interesting nekudas that tefillin has over other mitzvahs. And the shaila is, what is miyuchad? What's so special about tefillin? You talk about tefillin, you missed chas v'shalom. Wow, tefillin, chaparai. Tefillin, people were moisa nefesh. In Auschwitz, people stood in line b'mesiris nefesh. They could have got killed for it. They stood in line at 4 o'clock in the morning after sleeping for 2 or 3 hours, hungry, no food, in the freezing cold, and they stood in line just to put on tefillin for 2 seconds. Just about they could say Shema Yisrael, and it went to the next person. And if there was just a shalyad, the item was moisa nefesh just for the shalyad. People were moisa nefesh for tefillin all the way through the generation. Tefillin was something like miyuchad. What's the yichidiyut of tefillin? Here, to give a hakdama to understand what tefillin is, let's start with Talmud Torah. There's a Meridik Avot from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer brings down that what's pshat lilmud amanos lasois. The Ika from Talmud Torah is that you've got to, you learn Torah amanos lasois, to do. The asiya of keeping Shulchan Aruch to the kutzah shul yud, every sif cotton, or lasis, or to be melamed other people is the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it's David Nezer, what is Pshat in Lilmud Amanos Lasis? So he comes up with a new insight in what Lilmud Amanos Lasis is. He says, Azay, he said, a person has to be a orangutan in learning, has to learn Torah to the point where his whole metzias becomes a Torah-dicker person. He becomes what we call more than a ben Torah, a ish Torah. His etzem metzias is kule Torah, that it's so ingrained in him and he has so taken in Torah that he became part of him that he can't do anything else than doing what the Shulchan Aruch tells him to do. Avadi has bechira to do something else. But he can't. It's like the guy standing on the roof. He can jump off the roof? Yes. Does he have bechira to jump off the roof? Yes. Is he going to do it? No. Because it's so clear to him that if he jumps off the roof, he's not going to make it. Torah has to, you have to internalize Torah, that you become a ben Torah to the point that you, the way you act is because I can't act any other way except Al Pi Torah, because of the Torah that I learned. That's called Lilmud Amanos Lasis. Doesn't mean I have to go out there and be a seer. Doesn't mean I have to go out there and be a Malamid Torah, Lama Yisrael. Lilmud Amanos Lasis is the Avnanezer, means that you yourself, as the Ben Torah, because of who, of how much you've learned and you saw a orangutan in learning, you become a Torah-dicker person that you can't do anything different than what the Torah wants from you. Tefillin is a very interesting mitzvah. When the person does, let's say he takes a lulav and an esrog, or he does another mitzvah, the chefs of the mitzvah is shaking the lulav. The gavra is the person that does it. But the relationship between the person and the mitzvah is two separate entities. The person comes along and does an outside pu'ula, a doing act, an act of shaking lulav. Seder. He does an act of putting on tzitzis. Tefillin is different. Tefillin is pshat ukasharotem. I tie myself up. So the halach, the mitzvah is not the tying of the tefillin. Because then I would take it off straight away. I did my kshira, al mitzvah's kshira's tefillin. I did the kshira's tefillin, tied it up, and take it off again. Tefillin is something else. Hanochas tefillin, mitzvah's tefillin, is pshat. I tie myself that I become a chefter shel mitzvah. My body becomes the mitzvah. It's not that I'm doing an outside act of shaking lulav. I become the chefter of the mitzvah. When tefillin are on me, I become a tefillin dicker person. It's not an outside act of shaking lulav, which has nothing to do with the gavra, with the person. When I put on tefillin, it's putting it on my body. My body becomes a tefillin dikah mitzvah. So the whole cheftz of the mitzvah is totally on how, when I put it on. Why? Because tefillin is pshat, if you take a look, at the Shem Yichud, it's a shibud, it's a kshira, it's tying yourself into the rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's taking a gashmis dikah guf, I'm making it a kodesh dikah guf. I'm now turning around to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I want to take this gashmis, the nisoyan that you created us with, and tie it to the neshama that really wants to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam's rotzen is. The chefza of the mitzvah is how I put it, me putting it on, is me giving the simon and telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm tying myself to the Rotzen Abayra. And pshat is, if you take a look at the Shel Rosh, has four compartments. The Shel Yad has one compartment. The shel rosh represents everything that's on the head. The four different chushim, the smell, the dibur, the oizen, the eye, the anayim, the eyes, the ears, the mouth. These are all sensories that have to be meshubah to the Ribbono shel Olam. So the four different compartments of hanochas tefillin, when I put my shel rosh on, to show the Ribbono shel Olam that I'm connected to him, mitoich kedusha v'tahara, as a chefter shel mitzvah, showing that my bodily ritzonius wants or can offer the Ribbono shel Olam. Shel yad is the shabbat is halev. To be meshabbat just the heart. So it's one parasha. It's one klaf. All the four parashas are in one parasha. In one klaf. Mimela, it's poshut. I have to have a behemoth tohira. I can't have a behemoth tmeya on me to make me a cheftishal kedusha. I can't do that. It's got to be a behemoth tohira. I don't have to. I don't need it. So therefore, it can be an avela or trefa. But the type of behemoth has to be a behemoth tahira, because yovei tahirim v'yilmadu tahirim. In order to make me tahir, it's got to be a dovas tahir. Mimela, I need a guf noki, because since it's my body that becomes a dovas a bigdusha, since I'm being mekadesh my evorim and I'm being meshabed my evorim and I'm tying my evorim. And I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam by putting on tefillin, I'm sending a message that not only that my rotzen agashmi, my gashmi is dikir rotzen, my body is meshubah to the rotzen for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, I need a guf noki, because without a guf noki, I can't become a chefzer from kedusha. The man tia teres Hashem beficho. You want to know what Torah is all about. You want to understand. You want to have siyata dishmaya that you will learn Torah. The man in order tia teres Hashem beficho, that you become an ish Torah. You'll become the ben Torah. You will become the person that Torah. Your actions are Torah. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a hakdama. It's called tefillin. Tefillin is the proof. Tefillin is the first step to take that body that wants to have a good time, that's involved in taivas, and tie him to Torah. Tefillin is the first step. And if you miss out tefillin, you missed out the whole idea what Torah is all about. Therefore, you can't jump into Torah and want that Torah should affect you and Torah should do something for you and you should understand the Tosfos and Tosfos should talk to you and have the siyata dishmaya of becoming the ben Torah when I'm a zalzel in the first step called tefillin. Because when I'm a zalzel in tefillin, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll do what I want when I want. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a person has no kesher to the Torah, because Torah is the chokhmah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah is not an outside mitzvah that I'm serving the king. Torah is pshat, I'm getting connected with the king. Yisrael v'araiso kud shabrichu. Klal Yisrael, Torah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is chadu, is one. You want to be one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to get connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah. The hakdoma is tefillin. And when I'm a zalzel with tefillin, and if chas v'sholom I miss a tefillin, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I don't want to be connected to you. I don't want to be meshabed my goof to what the neshama really wants. I don't want to be meshabed my goof to the rots of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you send that message, that's a dangerous message to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we say karkafta, the forehead, we're saying, this is a cheftza, this is a gavra that doesn't wear tefillin, that has no shaychas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The message that I sent to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a very, very starkel message of telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll meet you when I'm in the mood. So versteht sich. A man tier teres Hashem beficho? It's not happening. You want siyata d'shmaya and learning? The hakdoma is a mitzvah tefillin. Avada, there's bigger mitzvahs. I say the Shabbos. But what does it represent? What message do I send when I'm a zalzel with tefillin? What message do I send when I don't understand why I'm wearing those tefillin? When you read that Rishayim Yichud, and Rishayim Yichud tells me that it's pshat is I'm taking all my chushim, my einayim, my oznayim, my peh, my dibu, my machshova, and it's meshubah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I tie myself in to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I show the Ribbono Shel Olam that I want to be a step above the Gashmius Dika world. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Leman in order, when it's Lahoyle Totaves Beinei Necho, when it's Ukshatem Lois Al Yodecho, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Leman in order, Tia Toros Hashem Beficho, then there'll be a Siyata Dishmaya and learning. It goes even further. There's a Gemara in Brochus. Tefillin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shalom wears tefillin. Kaviyochel. What's written in the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shalom? And what's written in the tefillin of Klal Yisrael? In the tefillin of Klal Yisrael is written Shema Yisrael Hashem Elakeinu Hashem Echod. And in the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shalom is written Mi Ka'amcho Yisrael. Who is like Klal Yisrael? Say the Mefarshim to Muridiki Yisoid. When the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Hareini es kvoidecho. Says Rashi, show me your honor. What was he trying to ask? Show me who you are? Show me, explain to me how you work in this world. How come sometimes the tzaddik v'raloi, how come sometimes you see good people suffer? How come Rosh of a Toivloi? How come sometimes you see a Rosh and he's suffering? Explain me how the world works. And Chazal says, V'ra'isi es achoyrai. You won't be able to understand everything in this world. Es ponai lo yiru, says the Pasuk. About achoyrai, you'll see. Says Rashi, what's achoyrai? Kesha shel tefillin. The kesha of tefillin he showed him. What did he show him through tefillin? Say the Mefarshim, kesha shel tefillin, you want to know how I run the world? It depends on how Klal Yisrael wear tefillin. As much as they say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I will say Mika Amcho Yisrael. How much you tie yourself, that kesha, how much I tie myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how much I will tie myself to Klal Yisrael. And when I put on those tefillin and I say, "Ukasharatem," I'm tying my body to the Rotzen Hashem, to the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Mi Ka'amcho Yisrael." Who is like Klal Yisrael? My connection with Klal Yisrael is in Kesher Shel Tefillin. What does Kesher Shel Tefillin represent? How much are you willing to give up for the Ribbono Shel Olam? That was the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, when I understand what Tefillin represent, what the message is when I send to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how I put on Tefillin, how I machshiv Tefillin, what it stands for, then the man tia teres Hashem beficho. Then I'll have a siyata d'shmaya to steigris, and to have the siyata d'shmaya that Torah will have an effect on me. I'll be zeicha to the lilmed amanos lasis that I'll be learning Torah. That Torah will have an effect on me that I won't be able to do differently than what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the amanos lasis. Kesher shel tefillin heroloi. The Ribbono Shel Olam says you want to understand my anhoga. How I run the world, it depends how Klal Yisrael say Shema Yisrael. It depends how they show, how they tie themselves to the Rotzen Hashem, Then my rotzen, what's written in my tefillin, of Mika Amcha Yisrael, who is like Klal Yisrael, that Rabbeinu Shalom says, I will look after them. Mika Amcha Yisrael, who's like my nation? That depends on how much you say, how much is the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when I'm machshiv tefillin, the Rabbeinu Shalom will give us the siyata dishmaya that we will be zeicha, lilmoid al menos la'aseis.